The Leverage of Your Money. On March 12, 2001, the stock market channels were crying the blues about the crash of the stock market. On March 10, 2000, just a year earlier, the NASDAQ was at an all-time high of 5,048.62. On this day, March 12, 2001, the NASDAQ was at 1923, a 62% fall in approximately a year. Also on this single day, shareholders lost $554 billion on all exchanges. On one of the financial television channels, a commentator said something I've been concerned about for years. He said, "Many rich investors are only getting richer in this market fall. They get rich because they go in and out of the market. I feel for the working person that has just had their pension plan wiped out. They left their retirement money in the market because they have to." My wife Kim was also watching the program and listening to the commentator. Kim said, "Watching your retirement plan get wiped out must be like watching your house burn and not having a hose to put the fire out." In Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, I stated that the poor and middle class invest in mutual funds and the rich invest in hedge funds. While many people claim hedge funds are too risky, I tend to disagree. I think mutual funds are far riskier, simply because most mutual funds tend only to do well when the markets go up. At least with some hedge funds, you can make money in an up market as well as a down market. Is your money just sitting there doing nothing? One of the reasons people work so hard all their lives is simply because they were taught to work harder than their money. When most people think of investing, many just park their money either in a savings account or in their retirement account as they continue on with their life of hard work. While they work, they hope their money is working too. Then when something like a financial disaster comes along, their parked money gets decimated and most people have no financial disaster insurance. Rich Dad said, "Most people spend their lives building financial houses of straw, houses which are susceptible to wind, rain, fire, and big bad wolves." That is why Rich Dad taught his son and me how to keep our money moving. If you want to retire young and retire rich, you will need to work harder and faster. Your money will have to do the same thing. How fast is your money? One of the reasons Kim and I retired early was because we kept our money moving. Rich Dad often referred to this concept as the velocity of money. If you want to retire young and retire rich, it is very important that your money be like a bird dog, going out every day and bringing home more and more assets. Today, many financial planners and mutual fund managers say to the average investor, "Just give us your money and we'll put your money to work for you." Most investors nod and repeat the mantra, "Invest for the long term, buy and hold, and diversify." Their money gets parked and they go back to work. For most investors, these are pretty good ideas, given that most investors have no interest in learning how to put their money to work, since they seem to prefer working harder than their money. The trouble with these plans of average investors is that they are not necessarily productive investment strategies, nor are they necessarily safer. Kim and I did not keep our money in a retirement account in order to retire young. We knew that we had to keep our money working, working hard to acquire more and more assets. Once our money acquired an asset, that money was soon re-employed to go out and get us another asset. The strategy we use to keep our money moving and acquiring more and more assets is a strategy that almost everyone can use.